Welcome back to a new episode. You're listening to the Ball City Bloggers podcast. Hi, I'm Genesis, your host, and this is where we will talk all about how to start, grow, and monetize your blog by simplifying the process, strategizing with intention, and creating a plan for profits. How do I know the frameworks I teach undeniably work? Because I spent years following all of the blog guru strategies, and it kept me stuck at making $0 in my blogging business. Once I decided to block out the noise, I created my own framework that allowed me to quit my job in 2 months, book out my business in 4 months, and hit six figures in under 17 months, all by defying the rules. Now I help female bloggers like you do the exact same. Recognizing a gap in how bloggers try to grow and monetize their new blog, I set out to create never-seen-before affordable blog coaching that is fully customized to your blogging business. This ensures that you will be put on a fast track to make money blogging the right way. A unique approach using blogging and SEO strategies to expand your reach, sell more with ease, and relax while the sales come in while you're sleeping or shopping for groceries. And a blogging membership for bloggers called the Blogging Ladies Membership who want to start their own blog, create their own offers to sell, and make money on autopilot. Truth is, we don't turn our heads away from the real talk here. I share with you all of the truths, secrets, strategies, and step-by-step action plans that I've tried and tested with myself and all of my clients. Ready to grow and monetize your blogging business? Check out my free masterclass in the show notes below called Six Figure Blogging Secrets and learn the exact strategies that I've used to build my blog to six figures. Now let's tune in to today's episode. Hi there, welcome back to another video. In today's video, we are going to be talking about how to brand your blog in 2021. But first of all, I want you to go to the link in my bio and grab the free color library. And in that free guide, you will have different color palettes that you can choose from so you can have a really good and pretty brand on your blog. So first of all, let's chat about what the heck branding actually is. And branding is kind of like a feeling or vibe that you give, that your business or blog gives off. You want to have your readers come onto your site and you want to give them a good feeling about your brand and about your blog. So there's a few different elements that goes into branding. So let's jump in. So the first is traditional branding, and then we have personal branding. So let's talk about traditional branding first. So traditional branding is basically like the things that your readers can see. So like your visitor can actually see these. And these are your name, your slogan, your logo, your design colors, your products. And let's look at each of these in more depth. I'm looking at notes. So first of all is your brand's name. So choosing the right name for your brand is one of the most important steps to starting your blog. So you need to focus a lot of time on choosing the right branding name for your blog. You should choose a name that reflects your vision and values. This should describe like what your blog and what your business is all about, and it should be entirely unique to you. And you should also be doing research before choosing this name. You want to be doing market research. You want to be super unique. So, you know, if the name is already out there, then you won't be able to choose it. So you need to be looking on Google. You need to be looking on Instagram and all those different platforms so you know that your blog name is yours. So the next is a slogan. And many brands decide to use a slogan or catchphrase so they can make their brand stand out. So an example of this would be, I'm loving it from McDonald's, or Just Do It, Nike. And they are easy, very short, and easy to memorize. And when people see those slogans, they know, okay, this is McDonald's, this is Nike, because it's just easy to remember, you know? And that's kind of what you want to do. You want to have like a little slogan. This is kind of optional, but it's a great way to get people to recognize you and remember that slogan and such. So the third thing is your logo. So you want to have a really good logo and have it to be cohesive, and you want to have different logo variations because you want to be putting these in different places on your website, on your freebies, on your Instagram, or wherever else you want to put it, like your Pinterest pins. So I So I highly recommend you hire somebody for this if you don't know how to build a really good logo yourself. It needs to stand out and be unique. And yeah, people will always remember you. Not kidding. So people will always remember you when they see your logo. So when you put your logo on your Pinterest pins, they will be able to see that logo and be like, oh, that's her. And that's kind of what you want to do with your logo. So the next thing is the colors. So colors have a huge impact on your brand. Did you know that your readers make up their mind about you and your blog within 90 seconds of initially landing on your site? And 62 to 90% is based off of colors alone. You obviously want to have an amazing first impression, and this is why you need to get your colors right the first time. So how do you find your colors? Number one, look up color palettes on Pinterest. There's a lot of different color palettes and hex codes that you can find on there. And number two, study up on color psychology. So colors have different like feelings that they give off. Like, I can't really think of any on the top of my head, but if you do your color psychology, so like go on to Pinterest and look up color psychology, and then pick the colors that you want to make your readers, like those feelings that you want your reader to feel when they land on your site, because colors have a huge impact on that. And number three is to know who your ideal reader is. So if you don't know who your ideal reader is, then I highly suggest that you write down on a piece of paper like all of their demographics, like their age, are they female, are they male, are they young, are they older, where do they live, stuff like that. Because let's say like an older woman, she might not like pink. Your ideal reader might not like pink, so you don't want to build a pink website. Or you don't want to do red if, you know, your ideal reader doesn't really like red or powerful colors, something like that, or whatever. So do your color psychology and know who your ideal reader is, because you want to create your website for your reader. So now let's talk about personal branding. So we have the four V's of personal branding, which is vision, values, voice, and visuals. So first of all, let's talk about vision. So the vision is an opportunity to make yourself unique. So there are a lot of bloggers who are doing the same thing as you, and you ultimately want to stand out from the crowd. So this defines your long-term goals that you have for your blog and explains what the heck and why the heck you're doing what you're doing, and how you will serve others on your blog. So you have to think about where you want your blog to go long-term and decide on like a little vision statement. So now let's talk about values. The branding values are an essential way for your readers to better connect with you on a deeper level. So bringing your values and beliefs into your blog and business and everywhere that you will go will allow your readers to become an advocate for you. So let me look at some of my core values. So the core values that I have for my blog are connections, relationships, that everyone has a purpose, that you're in a certain place at the right time, anybody can be a successful blogger, brave actions and large dreams, happiness is to come, purposeful living, keeping family close, you're beautiful no matter what. And you also want to be putting these on your About Me page, because this just helps readers, you know, become an advocate for you. They believe in the same things, then they're going to follow you. You know, if they believe in these same things, then they're going to be more. So bringing these beliefs and values to your brand and business will also show that you are an actual human and that you are just like everybody else. You don't need to be perfect all the time. You want to show your readers that there is more to you than just your blog and just your business. And you want to be writing down these core values, things that you believe, things that your brand believes, things that you want to showcase on your blog. So readers can be connecting with you on a deeper level. So the next is your voice. So finding your branding voice shouldn't be so difficult, because it's kind of like just you talking with a friend at a coffee shop. And that's kind of how you want to be writing for your brand.
You want to be writing like that on your Instagram, your blog post, your emails. It's just basically you're talking to a friend, and that's how kind of you want to be writing. So if you are somebody who use a lot of like jargon words or you're funny or something, then put that into your blog post. Sound like a human, like you are a natural person, because people connect with that and like reading that and like entertaining stuff, and they get to know who you are even more. Something that I recommend to help you find your branding voice is to have just a little glass of wine if you're over 21 and just start writing when you're drinking a glass of wine, because you'll be more open and more relaxed, and your branding voice will show even more. Now let's talk about visuals. So how do you want your readers to feel when they read your blog post, when they pop on your site? You want to be collecting some kind of images that reflect your brand, or hire a brand photographer. I just did, and it was like such a good investment. So I highly recommend that, but use like images that like reflect your brand, that are the same colors, as your blog. And one more thing that I want to say about this is that you don't want to scare anybody away. You want to bring them in and invite them. So you have to take a look on who your ideal reader is and think about what kind of visuals that they would want to see on your blog. It's not about you, it's about them. And the very last thing that I want to talk about regarding branding is consistency. Consistency is key when it comes to branding, because when you are consistently publishing blog posts and you're on top of your stuff and you know what you're talking about, and you show up for your readers and you show them that you're excited to be working on your blog and you show them that you're excited to be on Instagram and such, then they will be more open to like trusting you and knowing you, and they'll be more likely to become loyal readers of your blog and followers. This is the same as your email list. You want to be writing weekly emails to your list, and showing them that you show up for them. So that's all I have for you today. If you're struggling to find a really good color palette for your brand, then I have a color story library. This is a guide that has 15 different color palettes. So if you want that guide, then head to the link in my bio and make sure you grab it. So that is all I have for you today. Have a good day.